Record $100 million semi-order lands from Watt EV. Watt EV's fleet plan now requires Tesla to stand up new semi-specific chargers along the I-10 and I-15 within 9 months. That timeline will expose whether the truck's 500-mile range holds up under real payload cycles or forces route redesigns. Smaller operators watching the data will either accelerate their own orders or double down on used diesel inventory. This forces Freightliner to publish its own electric range guarantees by Q2 or risk losing the next wave of California fleet, RFPs. Tesla's stock cracks $410 on China rebound. China's April rebound gives cover for another round of domestic price cuts that will land before the July delivery numbers. Shorts who piled in below $380 now face forced covering that props up the stock independent of any U.S. demand recovery. The real pressure shows up in Q3 gross margins once those cuts hit the refreshed models. Legacy EV makers counting on tariff protection will have to match or watch their U.S. share erode faster than expected. Over 30 unsupervised robotaxis deployed in Texas. 30 vehicles sound modest until you realize they are already running without monitors across 3 separate metro areas. That operating density will generate intervention data at a scale regulators have never seen from any robotaxi operator. By mid-2026, the safety record will either clear the path for nationwide expansion or trigger state-level caps that no other AV company has faced. Uber must now decide whether to integrate Tesla's stack in Texas or defend its current driver-based model against a lower-cost alternative. FSD hits 10 billion miles milestone. 10 billion miles of real-world data now captures failure combinations that smaller robo-taxi fleets have never recorded. That density lets Tesla close production edge cases in days rather than the months still required by every rival. Rivals without that volume keep hitting the same rare real-world events during testing. Most legacy automakers will have to license the software or accept their next vehicle generation launches with a demonstrably weaker system. The lead compounds with every additional million miles logged. Tesla recalls 218,000 vehicles for camera glitch. The recall fix via OTA keeps costs negligible while exposing how dependent the fleet has become on single-point camera reliability. Regulators will likely start requiring redundant sensing stacks for any future unsupervised deployments. Camera-only bets now carry regulatory risk that LiDAR advocates will cite in every upcoming hearing. This forces every other manufacturer still marketing Level 2 Plus systems to either add backup hardware or prepare for slower certification in the same states where Tesla already operates. 173 Cybertrucks recalled over wheel issue. Early Cybertruck builds revealed a metallurgy mismatch under sustained highway loads that initial quality checks missed. The small recall count hides how fast the problem multiplies at higher volumes. Slowing Austin production for batch audits now threatens the target of several hundred thousand units next year. Break-even moves out accordingly. Ford and GM have begun studying the hub design to prevent identical issues in their electric truck programs. Expect supplier contracts to include stricter vibration testing clauses within 6 months. Model Y, first to pass new U.S. ADAS tests, clearing the bar ahead of everyone else, highlights how Tesla's data advantage compounds with each regulatory cycle. Legacy makers now face compressed timelines to match those scores before their next launches. Software budgets shift away from extra sensors as a result. Mercedes and Ford will accelerate volume testing programs just to keep eligibility for the insurance discounts these ratings unlock. Smaller brands may drop advanced driver assist features if they cannot generate comparable mileage data quickly enough. Musk settles long-standing SEC lawsuit. Terms that avoid ongoing monitoring remove a recurring constraint on board-level speed. Earnings calls drop one legal disclaimer and can lean harder into product timelines instead. Rivals lose a ready contrast point for their own governance stories and investor materials. Attention now moves fully to delivery execution and the next capital allocation decisions without the prior distraction. EU regulators skeptical of Tesla FSD claims. Documents show European watchdogs demanding more edge case statistics before granting broader deployment rights. This forces diversion of engineering hours from U.S. software pushes to localized validation fleets across Germany and France. Chinese competitors already operating in Europe stand to gain approval lead time if Tesla's submissions drag on through additional review rounds. FSD V15 to feature 10 times parameter AI upgrade. 10 times the parameters will improve rare scenario handling, yet demand higher inference hardware in every vehicle. Existing owners face upgrade pressure or degraded performance on the new stack. Mobileye and Waymo see their parameter efficiency claims tested once Tesla publishes comparative benchmarks next year. Compute costs per mile, therefore, become the next visible battleground for all autonomy teams. Official Robotaxi Android app launches. Switching to a native Android app means riders in dual-platform homes finally treat Robotaxi as the default option instead of a backup. That shift alone lifts utilization rates enough to drop operating costs below 20 cents per mile by next summer. The extra miles logged will also tighten FSD's handling of rare events faster than any rival's closed test fleet can achieve. Uber will have to either integrate Tesla's network or watch its own driver supply dry up. Netherlands approves supervised FSD first in Europe. Approval in one market forces the rest of Europe to align on liability rules within months, or watch Tesla concentrate its European fleet in the Netherlands alone. French and German regulators now face a choice between matching the Dutch framework or seeing test permits migrate north. That concentration speeds Tesla's local mapping by 3 times before year end. Competitors like Mercedes must now match the timeline or lose early Robotaxi corridors. Terafab chip factory construction accelerates. Construction momentum from this week's groundbreaking puts the first Dojo racks online 6 months earlier than the last public schedule showed. Full clusters running by next summer will let Tesla cut external AI chip orders by half. NVIDIA now has to decide whether to lower its automotive silicon prices or accept losing the next round of design wins to in-house silicon. The faster ramp also tightens Tesla's cost advantage on FSD hardware by another 15%. Semi battery specs confirmed, 822 kilowatt hours, 800 kilometers. Filing details show the pack supports a full day's route for most long-haul operators without midday charging stops. Fleet managers can now model single-driver shifts up to 800 kilometers that previously required 2 vehicles. Battery cost per kilometer falls enough to make diesel replacements profitable 2 years sooner than analysts projected. Daimler and Volvo must either match the energy density in their next platforms or watch Tesla win every major 2026 tender for coast-to-coast freight. Optimus valued at zero by analysts. The zero line on Optimus reveals how little the model credits future licensing revenue from factories that adopt the robot for assembly tasks. One auto plant signing up for 100 units would generate more cash than the entire current valuation assumes. Piper's math therefore leaves no room for even modest adoption, which means any confirmed deployment next year triggers an instant upward reset in the price target. Next earnings call may carry early signals that double the implied robot contribution. Tesla guides negative FCF for rest of 2026. Suppliers who locked in payment schedules last year now face renegotiations without warning. The extended negative cash flow window lets Tesla push for 12% lower component prices across the board by year-end. Battery cell makers, in particular, will absorb most of the cut to protect their own capacity utilization. That adjustment alone could add back $800 million in annual cash once production stabilizes. Smaller Tier 2 providers lack the balance sheet to wait it out, and will concede first. Stock recovers to $428 after earnings lows. Short interest built after the print now meets gamma pressure from options chains resetting in June. Covering flows will hit the tape faster than any retail rebound. This dynamic alone pushes the borrow rate higher and forces 2 or 3 large funds to exit before the next regulatory update. The result shows up in reduced days to cover metrics by early fall. Megapack pipeline booms with Australia project. Grid operators who delayed storage tenders must now match Tesla's delivered cost or lose frequency services contracts outright. The South Australia deal sets the new benchmark where one vendor handles both hardware and real-time dispatch. expect AGL and Origin Energy to announce competing 150-megawatt projects within the next 2 quarters simply to retain market position. Failure to respond hands over another 5% of ancillary services revenue to the first mover. Optimus production lines ramp at Fremont. Once the first production Optimus units handle internal logistics, every other robot maker loses the ability to claim superior uptime data. Figure and Aptronik must now decide between building equivalent fleets for testing or approaching Tesla for access to its training corpus within the next year. Most will choose the licensing route to avoid another hardware cycle entirely. Vehicle demand rebounds in key global markets. Legacy automakers who planned EV launches for late 2025 now see the window closing. Renewed Tesla demand in 4 continents forces them to either discount current models or push timelines into 2027 to avoid margin destruction. Stellantis and Hyundai in particular will revisit their production schedules before the end of Q3. Discounting now would erase the pricing gains they secured last quarter and trigger a race to the bottom.